Good morning, Commissioners. Today, I come here asking for your help, but first a little backstory. I think we all remember the Challenger explosion that took place in 1986 that tragically took the lives of all seven astronauts on board. It launched not too far from where we're standing here today. Well, the interesting thing is, a couple decades later, this thing called the internet came about, and someone allegedly found almost all of those astronauts alive and well, many using the same exact names. As you can see here, we have Challenger astronaut Judith Resnick, and also a Judith Resnick Yale Law professor. Michael J. Smith, the pilot of the Challenger astronaut, and also professor at University of Wisconsin, now retired, Michael J. Smith. Commander Dick Scobie, who is now president of Cows and Trees. Now, if you'll notice, they all have the exact same faces 30-some-odd years later, the same exact name, and they are the same age. Now, we all have a doppelganger out there, right? No big deal. But to have the same face, the same age, and the same exact name is extremely rare. So rare, I could only find one case in the last 120 years. And we're supposed to believe that three people from one spaceflight have exact lookalikes that have the same age and same exact names? This, ladies and gentlemen, is beyond statistically impossible. Ms. Resnick was questioned at Yale by a journalist, and she panicked and ran from the camera. Why? Mr. Michael J. Smith was also questioned, and he said, "Yeah, we look alike, but that's not me." You can see both of these exchanges in a film called Level With Me, and you can be the judge.
Mr. Scobie, I'm going to have to stop.
Sir, this is a public comment.
I know what it is, sir. I'm very familiar with the public comment.
Okay.
And part of the public comment is that you're only allowed to address things that we have jurisdiction over. We have no
jurisdiction. I have a direct request at the end of this that is in your purview, sir, please.
Time.
I do. Can we hold the time, please? I have a direct request that...
Listen to me.
Okay.
Very carefully. Mr. Richardson, would you give an opinion in regards to this, please?
Yes. Public comment is reserved for issues or topics that are under the jurisdiction or control of the county commission or that are relevant to the business of the county commission. So if your request at the end is going to explain why that falls into any of this, make that request now before you continue.
Absolutely. So as I was saying, I'll just end it with what I was ending with. But the ask is that Ms. Pritchett, who knows very well about questioning science, whether it be COVID or fluoride, I'm just asking you all to question the science here. Your Goodson and Pritchett, your district covers the Kennedy Space Center. This launched from the Kennedy Space Center. You have the ability to help me in sounding the alarm and asking the federal government for help. If this is contained in your area, I should be able to at least address something that happened here. Don't you agree?
That's not within the jurisdiction or authority of the county commission.
Thank you very much.
Will you let me finish for at least
10
seconds?
No, sir, you're finished. Thank you.
Thank you for taking away my freedom of speech today in here.
I did not take away your freedom of speech. There's a
yes, you did.
I don't want to hear it from you
just
people down here.
Just because this is an uncomfortable
topic.
Officers, please remove this man from the room.
You just violated the First Amendment.
I didn't violate the First Amendment.
No,
he violated the rules.
This is a limited public forum, and the meeting is for the purpose of the business of the county commission. It's not for this purpose.
Now,
thank
if you want to go, if you want to go too, take him out too. Officer, take him out also.
Let's just, everyone just calm down. They can leave willingly.
Wow. No, we're leaving willingly. You don't have to remove us.
You just made a decision about NASA. You're
NASA
making your decisions based
on jurisdiction, sir. All right.
Well, you violated the First Amendment.
Thank you very much for your opinion.
Yeah, maybe check reading it out again.
These astronauts are alive, by the way. Look it up. You can't have three doppelgangers. You can't. Same face, same name, same age. It's impossible. Look it up. Statistically impossible.
On Point Behavioral Center is right down the street. That's where I suggest you go.
Just because you think this is a mental problem, I should still be able to talk. It's your opinion, sir.
Have a nice day.
You too. Thank you.
Thanks again.
Yeah, y'all have a good one.
Thanks.
As I was saying, before I was rudely interrupted and my First Amendment was violated during a public comment period here in Brevard County,
yeah.
I was saying that Mr. Scobie is the most interesting because not only does he have the same age, same face, same name, same slanted eye in the cheek if you look very closely, get this, he created a company called Cows and Trees, and the promo video has a cow blasting off strapped to a rocket, leaving a smoke trail eerily similar to that of the Challenger explosion. You couldn't make this up if you tried. That's why I today am calling on the Brevard County Commissioners to stand with me in demanding the Senate Subcommittee on Space Science open a new investigation into the Challenger explosion. Because if this is all one big coincidence, no big deal. But if it's true, people watch what they believe were seven people blown up on live television, inflicting emotional and psychological trauma on millions of Americans. And we deserve to know why on earth something like that would be done. And like I was saying to Commissioner Pritchett and Commissioner Goodson, the only reason I'm back in here is because NASA ignored my last request and was completely unresponsive about the ISS discrepancies. I was blocked by their public affairs officer after one polite request. Commissioner Pritchett and Commissioner Goodson cover the area that contains the Kennedy Space Center. So I was just simply hoping that they would be able to help me in some way since it is their territory. I still thank them for their time and I wish I was able to finish my speech, but we finished outside and that's good enough. I hope we can get some transparency with NASA one way or another.
Six out of seven have identical names. They work for universities, most of them.
There were no people in the Challenger. That was a hoax. That's been proven conclusively by researchers and reporters, investigators, who have found that those supposed people that were in the Challenger are still alive today.
We remember Dick Scobee, the commander who spoke the last words we heard from the Space Shuttle Challenger. We remember Michael Smith. We remember Judith Resnick. We remember Krista McAuliffe. We remember Ellison Onizuka. We remember Ronald McNair.
People still think the Challenger exploded with these astronauts. It was a horrible thing. Never happened.
Commander Dick Scobee had a company called Cows and Trees, and when you went to his website, there was an animation of a cow taking off like a rocket with a smoke stream coming out of its backside, doing a twisty curl in the air that looked remarkably just like what we saw with the Challenger. And after we started making videos on that and it started going viral, that website disappeared, never to be seen again.
Statistically speaking, the odds that almost everyone on the Challenger have exact lookalikes with exact names still existing is kind of laughable, honestly.
CNN was reporting, and they told the cameraman, let's get a live shot of Krista's parents, and when they zoomed in on them, they were giggling, they were laughing, they were smiling. I don't know how you can put a smile on someone's face, even if you told them the funniest joke in the world at that very moment. Just look at their face. Is that the face of somebody whose daughter just blew up in the most horrific, violent accident ever? Or is that somebody playing a role, not knowing that they're on camera and thinking about the money that they may have gotten?
We don't keep secrets and cover things up. We do it all up front and in public.
Next is former NASA astronaut Judith Resnick with an exact doppelganger working at Yale University. 37 years have passed, and she hasn't even changed her name.
Justin Robert attended the May 21st meeting of the Brevard County Commission to address the 1986 explosion of the Challenger space shuttle. You'll all know, or remember, or have learned, that that space shuttle launch happened at the Kennedy Space Center in Brevard County, and which we've been told killed seven astronauts as the shuttle exploded while trying to break through the atmosphere. But what if it was all a psyop? What if nobody actually died and the astronauts from the Challenger are still alive and well? This disaster, like so many others, was used to rile up Americans and promote patriotism. Bizarrely, it was used to restore Americans' faith in government, even though it was their government that had actually just botched a rocket launch. But what if NASA knew from the very beginning that they couldn't break through the firmament? And what if instead they sent an unmanned rocket into the sky for show? That's a distinct possibility. Because the information that Justin Robert brought to the Brevard County Commission, the information that the commission used police power to stifle, that information indicates that nobody died aboard the Challenger. Justin presented evidence that multiple people that we've been told were Challenger astronauts are actually alive and well today, working in high-paying jobs under the exact same names, looking the exact same as the people that we have been told died on their way into space. What are these people hiding exactly? I mean, if there's nothing to hide, why are they calling in their speech police to shut down constitutionally protected speech? Look, The Challenger story, the official narrative, is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, let's just be bare naked honest here. Our government wants us to believe that they found these people's remains on the ocean floor 2 months after they exploded in a fiery death spiral on their way into space. The truth of the matter is this. That's bullshit. Especially about space. It's widely accepted at this point that the moon landing was fake. Huge portions of the U.S. population see the moon landing as Cold War propaganda because that's exactly what it was. It was done on a green screen. There were cables visible in the background. It's never been a believable story. The moon landing was effectively a poorly produced film, and people have been pointing that out since 1969, so why would the Challenger be any different? The burden of proof at this point is and always should be on our fake government. If citizens have questions, they should be answered. And anytime the government goons are turned loose on people who are asking questions, everyone else should start asking those very same questions because there's obviously something there. We wanted to talk more about this with Justin Robert himself, and he's here with us now to that end. They just shut you down. And it goes on, by the way. I mean, there's a longer version of that. But this is not under the jurisdiction of the county commission. To that, you say what?
Yeah, it surprised me, but at the same time, it didn't, because this is what I'm used to with these county meetings. They just shut you down. They make up the rules as they go. And you could see it was an uncomfortable topic for him. So he wanted to just throw me out of there. This guy has a track record of throwing people out from what I'm learning now. So it wasn't supposed to be about him. It's supposed to be about the subject matter, but the subject matter was so triggering that now there's people reporting on this as this kind of like this tyrannical chairman throwing people out of a public meeting. And for what? You could have let me finish. I had one more minute. You only get 3 minutes up there. You know, you're looking at me going to a place where I have no recourse. NASA blocked me. Congressmen and senators won't talk to you about it. So where are you supposed to go? I have the county where I can go give my public comment for 3 simple minutes. You let me talk for 2, and I was about to get into my specific ask for them, just to ask for their help, and he couldn't even let me finish. So I was shocked to see him do it, but we did finish outside, thankfully, and got at least our message out there in one complete video.
Well, let's get your message out right now. What is it that you want to do about this? If you were to ask the federal government to petition or redress your grievances, what would you ask that the federal government does?
Well, I hope that it's the correct route, but since no one will talk to me, I guess we can start with asking the Senate Subcommittee on Space Science, which is headed up by a handful of congressmen and senators, to have a hearing or open a new investigation into this disaster and bring this all to light again. Like I mentioned in my speech, if you really just set your emotions to the side and try to reason with yourself that there's 3 exact lookalikes with the same names for someone on one space flight, 3 people, and there's more than that. We could talk about the identical twins or the other individual, but those 3 alone are beyond statistically impossible. So that should be enough to raise the inquiry. So I would hope that would happen. It doesn't seem realistic. So the more realistic thing is people need to go out and do exactly what I'm doing. Let's create copycats. Everyone start holding your local officials accountable and say, hey, you need to help me hold the people above you accountable because they won't listen to us. And we can be such a pain in their butt that they literally can't go to a public meeting or get out of their car without someone in the public demanding that they do something about these fake atrocities.
What do you think actually happened to the Challenger, the real story there?
You know, I don't know. I don't really like to speculate too much, but my gut tells me that you know, like, probably Neil and the rest of the folks that didn't go to the moon, they were probably told at a pretty late date that, hey, this isn't going down for XYZ. Maybe they were trying to show the public that it was impossible or that they needed more money. It's hard to get into the motive, but it seems like in 1986, no one dreamed of something called the internet coming about where you could search people and find their profession and their name. So you have people that probably said, listen, I don't want to go through with this. Can I keep my same name and at least have a public life? And they said, sure. But in 1986, you couldn't fathom in 2010 being able to literally look up all this detailed information about people's lives.
That's a pretty good point,
actually. And Internet Sleuth found 6 of 7 of them.
Yeah. We're going to go ahead and launch this thing, but it'll be unmanned. You know, it's not going to go down because we've got this leak or that thing going on, right? So we don't want to put you at risk. There were normal people aboard this. You know, you had a teacher, which is why everybody watched it in their classrooms. I believe right. that I was in Mr. Eichhorn's third grade class at Cahill Elementary in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Yep. And everything stopped. Everybody in every classroom, every student across America stopped what they were doing. And on the big, huge box screen TV that they rolled in on these big carts, everybody just was just enamored by this. Nobody, of course, expected for all of those students to be, I mean, I remember kids had to go to the freaking social worker because they were traumatized because they just watched this yeah. teacher blow up. Because in the time leading up to this launch, we were watching updates on the training of these guest astronauts, I guess is what you would call them, right? Guest astronauts. Here, do you want to fly into right. space? You're a school teacher. You're qualified. Let's fly into space on a shuttle. Come on. I mean, even that just sounds completely ridiculous on its face. But so we're going to send all of these unqualified space travelers into space. Yeah, no, it's not going to work for this reason. But in that training, it was interesting because they were showing that the astronauts were like experiencing weightlessness, you know, or the defiance of gravity, which, by the way, we see defied every day. You just have to look around. In a pool, right? They were in water right. to experience this. Well, what do many speculate that space actually, all of these space exploration videos that we see, these CGI computer-generated images and animated AI we're speculating that that could potentially just be being done underwater. I mean, look at the bubbles. I mean, it's very obvious. There's been...
Right. And some,
go ahead.
And some people will say, you know, well, I watched it just for clarification. I know some people are thinking, well, I watched it happen. What are you telling me? It blew up empty? I'm like, well, yes, there's actually a Discovery Channel segment where they show that in an event of an emergency, the astronauts can jump down this like chute. It's like a slide that goes down into a bunker, a total safe room. So if anything were to blow up, they could all go down there at the very last second. There's no way that any of us could know if they were to jump into that thing and not get on the actual craft. So for those people that say, well, I watched it blow up, there's your explanation. I mean, that's very simple.
Yeah, because we saw the celebratory, all of them getting on and, you know, waving mm-hmm. and all of this stuff. I didn't know about the slide. See, there you go. I didn't watch the yep. Discovery Channel stuff.
And if you watch closely, one of the astronauts' parents are there for the launch. And when it explodes, CNN camera actually pans to the parents and zooms in on them. And while other people look hysterical, the actual parents look kind of confused, and the dad actually starts to snicker, and it's some very strange behavior. You'd think that hands would be over their mouth and, like, you know, looking around and freaking out, but they're not freaking out like the innocent regular people. The family members almost seem like they've got a bit of an awkward setting in because, oh my gosh, we're really going through with this type of thing.
Let me propose a set of scenarios here for dads out there. You'll understand what I'm talking about. When you're out and you're teaching your little son or your little daughter how to ride a bike, right? They're getting off of training wheels. Or in the case of my kids, we use those little striders. So we never had to do the training wheel thing because it teaches them balance. And it worked out great. My kids learned how to ride a bike very early. When you're watching your little daughter out in the street, she's riding her bike. When she like starts to lose control and you panic because your little daughter is about to get hurt and you know it because the pavement is hard and she is a little girl. That's kind of like a moment in and of itself. Now imagine your kid is a little bit older, maybe 9, 10, and riding a dirt bike and going off of jumps and you see your kid crash. Protective equipment or not, that's an even more significant, oh my God, moment. Because did he break his neck? You know, like, is he dead? Is he breathing? Is there motion? How about when your baby, you know, sleeps in a little bit late for the first time? As a dad, you're getting up and you're freaking out like, oh my God, is he breathing? Is she breathing?
Right.
Okay. What about your kid gets hit by a truck? I mean, these are more escalating of I could have right. lost my child moments. When you watch your child get onto a space shuttle and literally the thing blows into smithereens and explodes, that has to be one of the most moments you could go through as a parent. And this guy was snickering almost. I mean, if that's not...
Watch the.
Go ahead.
I'm pretty sure you can watch it in Hibbler's film, Level With Me. I think I'm pretty sure they show it in there. Dave Weiss talks about it. It's just not normal behavior. And even if you want to explain that away, you can take her and set them over on the side. You can't have the three exact lookalikes. You just, it doesn't work. The one guy that I found in the case I mentioned in my speech was from like 120 years ago, and he allegedly led to the introduction of fingerprinting. I mean, if there was another case of this, it would be the biggest story. They would say, oh my gosh, there's actually, we found another case of someone that looks exactly like someone with the same name. It's never been reported on. I even tried to contact doppelganger experts, people who paint doppelgangers for a living. There's never a story where they're like, and there's this one crazy case where we found two people that looked alike that had the same names.
And were the same age.
Same age, too. You know, you'd think 10 years apart, maybe they could find someone with the same. But having all those factors and then the Dick Scobie guy making the Cows and Trees website with the spiraling cow strapped to a rocket. I mean, your lookalike has a company with a cow strapped to a rocket that leaves a smoke trail just like the explosion. You can't make it up if you tried, you know.
They have these libraries and stuff all over the place as well. Schools that are named after these astronauts that supposedly supposed to hail as heroes, even though allegedly they screwed up so bad and they blew up. I know that Elon Musk was looking at least a while ago on X to sell his company rather cheap because it seems that he's having a hard time penetrating the firmament himself. I tweeted something. I think he quote tweeted it. Does anybody want to buy SpaceX cheap? It seems I can't penetrate the firmament after I saw this rocket launching, which I see a lot at my second home in Florida. We're on the Space Coast. I see rockets launching constantly, and I'm always seeing them blow up. I mean, they're always blowing up. Or they just kind of – they never go straight up. They always kind of do this thing, and then they appear to go into the ocean. So I think you question everything, and great job doing that. We need more copycats, just like Justin Robert here. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.